Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Warehouse Foursquare Church in Astatula, Florida. Here at the Warehouse, we believe that the Word of God is much more than just information. It's been given to us for transformation. So take the next few moments as you listen to this message and receive what God has for you today.
Well, today's Father's Day, we want to honor our dads. How many have a dad? There we go. Just checking. Just checking. We want to honor our dads and the great job that they do. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, I realize that when I make that statement, some of you may be thinking, well, you haven't met my dad. How many know what I'm talking about? Or how about this? How many of you would honestly say, well, let's see them go through 9 months of pregnancy and see how they do? 30 hours of labor. Let's see how they handle that, right? Let's see them stay home all day with the 5 kids. Yeah, keep the house clean and get the laundry done and all those things and have dinner on the table for His Majesty when He gets home. Now, I understand that some of you may be thinking that, but we're not going to verbalize that today, okay? This is Dad's Day. This is Dad's Day, and we understand, moms, that you have a big role to play in the family. But seeing how this is Father's Day, we're going to focus on them, and we want you to know that dads, too, have a vital role that they play in our families. Amen. And while most dads may not admit it, the reality of it is that there are times when we as dads, just like you, Mom, sometimes we get overwhelmed. We may be a little macho to admit it, but there are times when we get overwhelmed, when we're trying to juggle being a great husband. And you remember the old song, and know when to fold them? Know when to hold them? Know when to walk away, right? Gentlemen, how about this one? Know when to run. Amen. Now, don't relax, moms. We're doing good. But sometimes we get overwhelmed, you know, trying to be a great dad, you know, being that provider, the protector, the counselor, the one that's supposed to be able to fix everything. Sometimes that's a big job, to be a dad. And so today I want to take just a few moments and I want to encourage you and let you know that guess what? You can make it. You can do it with Jesus' help. Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 1. I want to look today at a dad who I believe deserves the Dad of the Year award, and his name is Joseph. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, if you're there, I say, let's go. Verse 18, the Bible says, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. If you was ever wondering, here we go. His mother Mary was pledged or engaged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Now, can you imagine the predicament that Joseph finds himself in? Today, I realize that in our society, sex has been watered down to almost like going to a used car lot and kicking the tire to see if we want to own it for the next 5 years or until the next best offer comes along. But guess what? In Joseph's time, this was an extremely serious offense. But I want you to look at what Joseph does. Verse 19, but because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Look at this. He was going to actually keep this thing under wraps, even though her load was going to be big. Overwhelming, he wanted to try to minimize the disgrace to her because he was a good man. He was a righteous and an honorable man. And so he decided, guess what? This is what I'm going to do. Look at verse 20. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what she's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, I don't know about you, but it would take more than just an angel to talk me into this. Just saying. I mean, we look at this, And sometimes we look at the Bible and it's almost like a story. This is like a long time ago and so on. But sometimes we forget that these people are human, just like we are. They face challenges just like we do. There's all kinds of things that they face, and they are human. And so I know what the Word says about Joseph, but like I say, I honestly believe as I'm thinking about this, and an angel appears to me and says, that child that she has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and you need to go ahead and marry her. I would have to really chew on that for a while. Just, I'm talking about me. Because this would be the first time this has ever happened in history. I'm sure Joseph knew how things worked, and this just didn't make sense. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to make fun of this, but I want us to make sure that we understand the context. That Joseph is just like you, Dad. He's human just like we are. But what's cool about how the Lord works, not only in this particular situation, but many times in my own life, and I'm sure that you would confess to this as well or agree with me as well, the Lord makes reference to something that's familiar with Joseph, and he refers him to this messianic prophecy in Isaiah that I know Joseph was well aware of. They were extremely aware. This is what they were looking towards, this Messiah coming and saving the Jewish people. So Joseph was well aware of this. Now, look at verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Verse 23, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And look at the response of Joseph. The Bible says that when he woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Can you imagine what Joseph was facing at this time, yet he made it through? He did it. Amen. Yes. I want you to understand that while Joseph's family and challenges were unique to him, he made it and you can too, without a shadow of a doubt. And so let's look at a few things just very quickly this morning at what helped Joseph make it through. The first thing that I believe was vital to Joseph and is vital to us as dads today is that he had to know that, first of all, he was chosen. I realize that Mary gets most of the press, and probably rightly so. Sometimes that's just the way that it works. She gets a lot of the press, but notice this. It's important for us to understand that just like Mary, Joseph also was chosen and highly favored by God, amen, to be in that home and in that situation. He was strategically placed in that family, chosen as God's representative to help that family fulfill its God-given purpose. And guess what? You are too, Dad. You have been chosen and you have been strategically placed in your family. And I want you to understand that you are there for a specific purpose. You are chosen. Look at Genesis chapter 18 and verse 18. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 18. I want you to understand that not everybody can do what you can do for your family, Dad. You're special. Amen. Genesis 18 and 18. Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. And notice this in verse 19. For I have chosen him. Say that with me. For I have chosen him. And here's why. So that he will direct his children and household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. Fathers, you are special in God's sight, and you've been chosen, strategically placed in your home so that your family can do great things in the kingdom of God. Amen. There's been many things that God has spoken over your family and over your children. And guess what? You are a part of your family and your children doing what God wants them to do, fulfilling their purpose in the earth. So what's the second thing? You've been outfitted. Whenever a guy starts a hobby, the first thing he wants to do is get outfitted. If it's fishing, we want to buy everything that's known to mankind. I mean, every lure has to be in our box. We want to be prepared to be able to catch any kind of fish, at any given time, under any given circumstance, and we want the fastest boat that can get there and get us there before anybody else. Right? Amen. At least I do. Sure we do. We want to be outfitted. Now, to help you ladies kind of relate to what I'm talking about, I'm just going to say one word, and then I promise I will quickly move on. Shoes. I haven't met a lady yet who doesn't want the perfect shoe for the perfect occasion. Well, guys are the same way. We want to be outfitted for whatever the task is at hand. But guess what? You know, when it comes to being a father, this is different sometimes because it's uncharted territory. You can't just go down to the local hardware store and buy everything they have for being a dad. You know, we know what to do when the dog's barking. We just yell at it to shut up. If it don't, we throw it outside so we can't hear it. But see, you can't do that with kids. Some of us have found that out the hard way. And there's no hands raised. That's good. Praise the Lord. But you know, sometimes we don't feel equipped for this thing called dad. You know what I mean? We don't feel outfitted. We don't feel equipped. And it can be overwhelming, especially when we're the ones that are supposed to be able to fix everything. And it can be difficult. It can be very difficult and overwhelming. Can you imagine the challenges that Joseph faced? I mean, can you imagine the fact that your wife gave birth to Jesus Christ? How do you top that? I mean, how about this? Your son is God. Wow. I mean, I know you think your kid's special. And they are. I'm not saying they're not. But, you know, they're not Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? I mean, I know sometimes they feel like the earth is created around them and everything revolves around them. I understand that that happens. But, hey, have you ever been in a parking lot and you see on the back of a bumper sticker says, "My child's student of the month at such and such a school"? Could you just picture Joseph's donkey with a scroll on the back? It says, "My kid created the universe." Top that, right? I mean, wow. Wow. Can you imagine having the responsibility of being Jesus' dad? Wow. There again, he's human. Interesting when you think about it, isn't it, huh? You know, surely there were days, I'm sure, where Joseph would be overwhelmed. Yet he was outfitted with God's grace to lead his family. And dad, you are too. Look at Psalm 84 and 11. Psalm 84 and 11. The Bible says this: "The Lord God is a sun and shield, and the Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless." And look at this, Psalm 84 and 12. "O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you." Listen, dad, though there may be days when you feel overwhelmed and you feel alone, I want you to understand that God himself is not withholding anything that you need to successfully lead your family. You have been totally outfitted for what you are facing. Amen. And so Joseph was chosen. He was outfitted. Guess what? He also had an internal GPS. Now, contrary to popular belief, men really do have an internal GPS to which we do not need directions or instructions or have to ask anyone how to get anywhere. That is true. Amen, amen, fellas? Amen. Amen. That's right. Yes, sir. Come on, let's stick together, all right? But as wonderful and useful as that GPS is, amen, ladies, amen, that's not the one I'm talking about. Let's look at Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 13. There again, thinking the responsibility that Joseph has, understanding that not only does he know and his family what's going on, you know, that Jesus Christ, this was prophesied over them. This was spoken. They had angel visitations. So, I mean, this is an amazing thing. Guess what? The enemy also knows what was happening in Joseph's life and home and was trying to destroy them. And guess what? He will try to do the same thing to you and to your home. But we don't concentrate on that simply because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that in Christ we are protected. Amen. And so look at this, Matthew chapter 2 and verse 13. "An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Get up.' He said, 'Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt and stay there until I tell you, for Herod's going to search for the child to kill him.' So he got up and took the child and mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Here we see Joseph being directed by God to help keep his family safe, to help fulfill God's will in their lives. Amen. And he understood what was going on, and he said, "Hey, you know what? God's been right every time so far, so why not trust him on this?" Up in the middle of the night, protected his family, and he moved to a different place. You know what, dads? The Bible very clearly tells us, Jesus himself promised us, he said, "If I go away, I will send a comforter." Amen. Amen. What a promise we have, especially when we're overwhelmed, especially when we're not sure which direction to go. We can sit back and we can just say, "Hey, you know what? I have the Holy Spirit because I am in Christ." And guess what? The Word says that he will lead me. He will guide me into all truth. John 16 and 13, but when this is Jesus talking. He said, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he'll guide you into all truth. And he'll not speak on his own, but he'll speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come." Just like the angel came, did not speak of his own, but spoke what God told him to and told him what was going to happen and what to do about it. We have the precious gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to help us in every situation that we face in our family. What a precious gift, the Holy Spirit. And I admonish you today, dads. I want you to know that God has your back. It's very important we understand that. Though we are looked at as the hero, we are looked at as indestructible, we are looked at as the one that can fix everything, and deep inside, that's a big bill to fill. How many know what I'm talking about? Yet, in spite of those things, it's good for you to understand that God has your back. One of the most important things that someone can have when they go into war is to know that the person beside them has their back. They don't have to look this way because that person is. And they can trust them with their lives. You can trust God with your life, guy. Dad, you can trust him with your life. You can trust him with your family. You can trust him with their future. You can trust them and know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that regardless of what you may be facing, even right today, that if you stay close to God, if you stay close to him and you follow after him, the Bible says that he will lead you and he will guide you, what? To the good. For the promise of the word is that he will help us, he will protect us, he will lead us. Not everything is going to be good, but guess what? It will work for the good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. So many times when things get rough, we pull the pin and we run. And we wonder why we're at where we're at. Listen, regardless of when life presses in, stay close to God. He will lead you. He will guide you. And despite what you may be feeling today is total despair. Maybe the mountain that you're looking at is taller than you ever thought you have to climb over or tunnel through or go around. And guess what? Let alone you, but you've got Junior beside you. You've got Mama. You've got all these things. You've got a lot of responsibility. Listen to me. Stay close to God. He's your only hope. So I admonish you, trust him. Look to him. Listen to him and live for him, because he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. And I want to close with this last psalm. You say, "Well, how do I do that?" Very simply. This is a prayer that the psalmist prayed, and it's found in Psalm 25 and 4. The Bible says, "Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you." Amen. How many of you have raised your children all the way up and now they live on their own? Lift your hands. How many would be honest and would say that there's times where you wasn't sure what to do, but God helped you through? Yeah. Amen. It's true. The Word of God is true. Yeah. Trust Him. Though this message may be kind of simple today, with some very simple truths, I think they are truths that are vital for every dad to know, that you have been chosen, you have been outfitted, and you have the Holy Spirit, this GPS, this wonderful gift that will always help you, lead you, guide you, have your back. So in spite of what you may be feeling today, Dad, I want you to know that you can do it. You can make it. But you've got to trust in Jesus. Yes, you can provide for your family a beautiful home. You can buy your children all the things that they ever wanted or dreamed and all that's wonderful. All those things are good. But there's going to come a day, and maybe you faced it, maybe you haven't yet, but you will, to where those things that you can provide for them, they're not going to be enough. You're going to have to look outside of yourself. And if that day is today, or if that day comes, let me admonish you, turn to Jesus.
Hey, just wanted to say thanks for listening to the message today. If you'd like more teaching or information about The Warehouse, you can go to our website at twfcastatula.org. If you've never asked Jesus into your heart, pray this simple prayer with me. Dear God in heaven, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. I accept Jesus as my Savior. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family of God. And make sure you go to our website, get our contact info, and email us or call us. We want to send you a Bible, some information about your new life in Christ, and what you need to do next. We also want to help you find a church where you can get plugged into and grow in Christ. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you, and may He give you His peace.